kid, I was captivated briefly with the Balloon Boy story, watching it sailing across the sky and wondering, God, if there is a kid in there, how the heck are they going to get him out, or is he going to fall out? Now I'm totally sick of it. And I know you're going to be shocked at this, but the sheriff of the county that this all happened in is saying that it was a hoax. I know I'm shocked. I'm joking. The story on CNN says that 3 days after the world watched a giant balloon fly through the air as tearful family expressed fears that their six-year-old could be inside, authorities announced what millions already suspect: the whole thing was staged. The aha moment led authorities to realize what had happened was an interview with the family on Thursday night CNN Larry King Live. The sheriff said when Wolf Blitzer, filling in for King, asked the son why he had not come out of hiding when they called his names. And the little guy says, "You guys did this for the show," the boy responded. This whole hoax, this whole incident, this whole pilot for a, excuse the term, a reality show or whatever the hell they were trying to do, just shows to prove that the whole country, the whole North American continent is reality show crazy. They think that people will sit and watch and do anything, and you know what? They're right. They did. It was planned, it was staged, and people watched it. And the sad part about it is this family, Henny or whatever it is, Richard and Maymoo, Mommy or whatever her name is, will probably get another shot at reality TV. Seeing that they've been on Wife Swap twice, I would like to have seen them go to a new show called Prison Swap, but that won't happen. They'll probably get a little fine and go right back to doing things for reality TV, and people will sit back and watch. Sad, for sure. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.